They perished, they perished in there, yet Jesus to save him has died. God paid them the death that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. It is with joy that we bring to the listeners of radio station XEG another message from the Word of God. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you. We do enjoy hearing from those who are willing to take the time and write us. If you're hearing the broadcast for the first time, we would be most pleased for you to let us know of it. Or, if you're one of those who enjoy the broadcast but never seem to find the time to write us, we would be pleased to hear from you this week. You may address your letter to us in this way: The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Your letters of encouragement mean so much to us. Here are a few verses found in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and beginning with verse 14, which I hope will be an encouragement to you. I quote, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." On our broadcast today, I want to talk to you about the Holy Scriptures. First, let me say that the Scriptures are our rule of faith. We have no other discipline except the Holy Scriptures. We have no church rolls by which we accept people into the church of God. They enter the door into God's church by faith when they are born again. One verse of song which so well describes the equality of God's people says, "The Bible is our rule of faith, and Christ alone is Lord. All we are equal in His sight when we obey His word. No earthly master do we know, to man rule will not bow, but to each other and to God eternal trueness vow." Now, let me show you some of the things which the Bible, the eternal Word of God, will do for us. In Psalms 119 and verse 105 we read, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." I like the thought expressed here that the Word, when obeyed, will be an unerring guide into the deep things of God. It will guide our steps aright. When Paul was writing to Timothy concerning the Holy Scriptures, he informed him that they would make him wise unto salvation. Most people would like to be considered wise. Here is a simple plan for it. Just follow the teachings of the Holy Scriptures. Furthermore, they are profitable for a correct and perfect doctrine. They are a reproof to those who do evil, and they will instruct those who have a desire to be righteous. But listen to the sixth verse of the 12th chapter of Psalms. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of fire, purified seven times. Here's another verse which expresses the same thought. In Psalms 119, 140, Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. Then, listen to what Jesus said in his prayer to the Father. In John 17:17, we read, Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. In Psalm 119, in verse 160, we read, Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. We also understand that God's law is perfect. In Psalms 19:7, we read, The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And speaking of anything being sure and steadfast, listen to the way the psalmist described the testimony of the Lord in Psalm 93:5. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Then, in Psalms 130:17, he described them as being precious. Listen to this verse. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! Notice also the 18th verse. It says, If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. But let me warn you of this. The Holy Scriptures are not to be tampered with or altered. Listen to Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Friends, let me warn you of any and all who would alter the Scriptures or deviate from the truth taught in the Word of God. The Scriptures are not given for just a certain few people, but they are given for the nations of all the world. In Romans 15:4 we read, For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. So you see, they provide comfort and consolation to those who pass through the depths of trial. The Scriptures are also given for the purpose of producing faith in those who hear them. This we read in Romans 10:17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you need comfort in affliction, then surely you need to be quickened by the Word of God. This 50th verse of the 119th Psalm brings this out. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. You see, the Word of God will regenerate, quicken, and convert those who give heed to its teachings. In 1 Peter 1:23, we read, Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Let us now add verses 24 and 25 to this. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Friends, I'm glad to tell you tonight that I appreciate the Holy Scriptures. They have proven to be a source of comfort to me in the time of need. They have sustained me when the words of human wisdom would fail. Let me ask you this question then. Are you so living that God's Word is abiding in you? His Word should be your constant companion. If you have not learned the strength of relying upon His Word, we hope that you will turn to Him without further delay. Listen now as Patsy brings you these words concerning the Bible.
Uses of the Bible. When I am tired, the Bible is my bed, or in the dark, the Bible is my light. When I am hungry, it is vital bread, or fearful, it is armor for the fight. When I am sick, 'tis healing medicine, or lonely, thronging friends I find therein. If I would work, the Bible is my tool, or play, it is a harp of happy sound. If I am ignorant, it is my school, if I am sinking, it is solid ground. If I am cold, the Bible is my fire, and wings if boldly I aspire. Should I be lost, the Bible is my guide, or naked, it is raiment rich and warm. Am I imprisoned, it is ranges wide, or tempest-tossed, a shelter from the storm. Would I adventure, 'tis a gallant sea, or would I rest, it is a flowery lea. Does gloom oppress, the Bible is a sun, or ugliness, it is a garden fair, selected.
And now, let us honor our Father and His words as we bow our hearts before Him in prayer. Our Father, surely Thy word is forever settled in heaven. Give us the grace and courage to stand upon it without wavering, believing that Thou wilt fulfill it to our good and to Thy glory as we obey its precepts, and to Thee we'll give the praise through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Hear now the song, Oh the Glory, as sung by Lynn Carver, Arnett Carver, Troy Gentry, and Manuel Mitchell.
He was kneeling one day, asking God to forgive me. I was deep in despair, had no peace within. I surrendered my all unto Jesus the Savior.
Then the glory came down.
I was saved from sin. Oh, the glory did roll. I was happy and free. I had heard a sweet voice speak pardon to me. Such a wonderful joy,
such a wonderful joy
I was given within.
When the Savior in love
saved me from all sin,
saved me from all sin.
This message has been brought to you by The Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by simply sending your request. Now until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant good night.
Glorious city.
And to hear the Lord call,
come and live
forever.
Oh, the glory did roll.
I was happy and free.
I had heard a sweet voice
speak pardon to me.
Such a wonderful joy
I was given.
When the Savior in love
saved me from all sin.